Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly, things are getting amped up here in Western New York with the Bills getting ready to take on the Chiefs in their second meeting ever in the AFC Championship game, or at least recently in the AFC Championship game in the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes era. Take us through the levels of excitement that the Bills backers group is feeling right now in Kansas City as you guys are getting ready for the anticipated game this weekend at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, so my first thought was that once again, the Ravens were the team we had to beat to go to the AFC Championship, although this time was a little bit different. The last time we were watching that game, it was during COVID, so we actually couldn't go to our Bills backers bar. They were shut down. So most of us watched it from home. I know a few of us organized some small gatherings. And so very different feeling to be able to go to Al's this last weekend and watch it with like a bunch of other Bills fans and a couple of Chiefs fans, but everything was pretty good-natured right up until the end, and then it was kind of, it's on. We're ready for the Chiefs.
What was the feeling heading into last week's game? I know that the Chiefs had played Saturday against the Texans, and they had won. So we knew at that point that if the Bills won, they were going back to Kansas City. What were some of the thoughts going through your head there?
Well, I was looking at tickets, for sure. But then I was also being a superstitious fan and worried that if I bought tickets, I would somehow jinx us. So I didn't grab a ticket until after the game had been confirmed. But besides that, it was just kind of that realization that, yes, this is the likely matchup. But I think I was so worried about the Ravens, I really didn't even consider the fact that they were coming back to Kansas City if they won that game.
How is this game in the AFC Championship game going to differ for you guys compared to maybe the one time that they came to Kansas City for the divisional round? I think that was the 2021 season. That was after the COVID season, or even the 2023 season when just this past year when the Bills played against Kansas City, but it was in Orchard Park.
I think the team is very different that's coming here. So 2020, I actually was one of the lucky people to be able to go to that championship because the Chiefs sold limited tickets. But that was one of those years that we just felt like we were excited to be there. And then I was also at the divisional round the following year, but I don't like to talk about that one as much. but I think this team's a lot more complete in a weird way, right? They don't have the talent, the flashy names other than the quarterback. But I think if you look at Kansas City has proven time and time again, you don't need to have 22 stars on the NFL field. You need to have three solid guys and one stud. And that stud has to be your quarterback. And we've got a stud in Josh Allen. So I feel better about this game than I felt about games in the past. But I'm still, you know, cautious with my feelings because I've had them crushed before.
And how might the atmosphere amongst other Bills fans in Kansas City and in the surrounding areas be different compared to the years past? Where does this kind of compare to the divisional round or even the 2020 game when, like we've discussed, it was the COVID year and things were much different compared to now?
There's almost been this, I don't know if the word is hardening, but like it's almost our fandom has almost been reinforced more so for the Bills. And I don't know if it's just because we live here, so we experience the Chiefs every year and we see their excitement. And it's kind of that, why can't we get some of that? You know, just give me one of those so I can have that feeling. And I think that a lot of people are very excited this year. I mean, if my social media is any indication, we're getting blown up with people asking how to get tickets or how to find out where to tailgate and things like that. So we're putting information out there as quickly as we could, but it's certainly a level of excitement I have not seen probably since 2021. 2023, obviously, going to Buffalo was different because I didn't end up going to that game because I had seen the Chiefs and Bills play so many times in Kansas City.
Would you rather see, I mean, I know personally, you know, you live in Kansas City now, but would you rather see a game like this being played in Buffalo, or would you rather be there in Kansas City to see the Bills maybe finally take down the Chiefs on their turf?
I think for the satisfaction, I would love to see it on the Kansas City's turf, just because it would be an ultimate level of redemption, it would almost feel like, from the games past that have ended here. But I also have season tickets in Buffalo, so I wouldn't mind getting on a plane and flying myself out to Orchard Park to watch the game there. Ultimately, I hope that we all get that chance at some point in the Bills' career here with Josh Allen.
Totally fair. John, feel free to take us through what you guys are offering for maybe some of the Bills fans that are coming into town this weekend and where maybe some of the meetup points are and how Bills fans can just get together to cheer for the team.
So we have a few things going on in town. On Friday and Saturday, those are kind of our official welcome party days. And we're going to have welcome parties up at Al's Bar and Grill, which is the Bills backers bar that I actually go to. It's up in Parkville, Missouri. And it's a relatively small bar, but they are definitely a Buffalo bar, and you'll feel that as soon as you walk in. You'll see Sabres memorabilia. You'll see a big old Buffalo fat head on the wall. But they also are a Chiefs bar. You know, he caters to his clients. Every bar is a Chiefs bar around here, right? And then downtown we have Taps on Main, which is right on Main Street, so that's going to be really convenient if you're staying downtown in a hotel. There's a streetcar that'll take you up and down Main Street for free. And Taps on Main is also hosting welcome events. So they'll have people, I mean, both bars will be packed, I'm sure, the majority of the weekend. Typically, I get up to Al's on Friday night around 5 or 6 p.m. and it's pretty full all the way up until they close. And then they're busy again the next day. And then as far as the tailgate goes, Fans of Buffalo is going to be putting on a paid tailgate, I believe, or an all-inclusive tailgate, so you can check out their website for that. And we're organizing more of kind of a hangout tailgate in Lot G, which I'll pin that information on my Twitter account at BillsBackersKC if you want to join, if you want to come on by. We're going to try and have some food and snacks for everyone, but kind of just bring your own tailgate, and we'll have the Bills fans set up there.
And do you care to share a prediction in terms of how you think Sunday's going to play out?
I think I'm going to hold off. I'm not ready to predict. I haven't, in the words of Sean McDermott, I got to look at the tape.
I love it. Anything else, John, you want to add that maybe we haven't discussed?
If you're coming to Kansas City, have a great time, and go Bills.